So, Jim, where do modern multi-hulls come from? What made them happen?
Well, of course, we know that three basic multi-hull configurations that are available today, that is the catamaran, the trimaran, and the proa, all come to us from the ancient people of the South Pacific and the Indian Ocean, and even as far west as the east coast of Africa. That's all multi-hull territory, and there are still literally hundreds of thousands of these boats in daily service on a Stone Age level. And when I say that, I mean no metal part. The ancient multi-hulls, which go back, well, some say as much as three or four millennia, were made entirely of vegetable fiber, Robin. There was nothing in them that wouldn't go away with time. And so there's not a whole lot known about the really ancient multi-hulls. But there's no doubt that they've been around for a long time. And the way it looks now, they're going to be with us for another two or three millennia, no doubt.
Oh, that's good.
And the thing about these boats that a lot of people don't realize today is that they were probably the first real seafaring vessels known to mankind. We think of multi-hulls today as being something new. In fact, most people think of them as just happening yesterday. But the truth is that if you think about tradition, well, if tradition means old and time-tested, the multi-hull watercraft is probably the most traditional of all multi-hull of all surface vessel types in the world. They are an Asiatic concept. They began in what we would call Island Asia now. They were used in all three types in order to explore and eventually to populate the entire Pacific basin as far north as Hawaii. Just quite something when you think about it, that these boats were doing things, making planned ocean voyages out 1 year and back the next of thousands of miles offshore at about the same time that the Phoenicians were just beginning to fiddle their way down around the hump of Africa, always within sight of land. And so the ability to use the multi-hull was very much dependent on the early multi-mariners being able to, you know, lie on deck and look up at the sky and almost empirically locate themselves